Okay, well, speaking of Ted Williams, let's step back now with a different look at one of the Red Sox most legendary players, but from a unique and well off the field perspective. Claudia Williams is Ted Williams' daughter, and in her new memoir, Ted Williams, My Father, she details what it was like growing up within the Williams family, and she joins us right now in the studio. Claudia, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much, Meghna.
It's delightful to have you. So, first of all, I should say you were actually born well after your father's last at-bat playing Major League Baseball. How old were you, and at what time and how did you realize that your father was a man of such a legendary status in sports?
It actually was 22 years after my father hit his last home run that I had the first glimpse of the splendid splinter. I was 10 years old. I was at an old-timers game. It was May of 1982, and I was actually more excited to see my brother, who was actually going to be the honorary bat boy on the field, than I was about seeing my dad. But after the excitement built with the announcer, you know, introducing all the players, I started to feel like this is going to be a very special moment, because all the preceding players got a wonderful applause, but then they started saying the numbers and the stats of my dad, and the crowd just came alive. And
you wondering, who is this man?
Exactly, because they never tell the name of the player. They always just say stats, and they tease the crowd to guess who it is. And when they started saying numbers and stats and records that still stood, and then the last thing I heard was, this man served 2 hitches in the Marines. And it just went wild. I mean, you could feel the energy in the stands. So I, at that moment, I realized, wow, my dad is a lot more than just a phenomenal fisherman.
Yeah, understatement of the year I give you for that one. So, I mean, it must have come as quite a shock when you realizing that this whole other aspect of your father existed. I mean, did it change who he was for you? You were just 10 years old at the time, but what impact did it have to discover that he was a baseball legend?
It was intimidating, to say the least, and that's not to say that he wasn't already intimidating. I mean, he's 6'4", big man, big voice, you know, and my mom had actually secluded my brother and I quite a bit in the hills of Vermont, and we weren't allowed to have television. She never really included us a lot in what our dad had done in the past. And he was 53 years old when he had me. So, I mean, we looked at him more as almost like a grandfather than we did an actual father. So to realize he had that much celebrity behind him and that much love and adoration from the New England people was overwhelming.
Yeah. Now, was it because of your father's fame and the constant attention that he was getting that your mom did try to sort of keep you in that splendid isolation in Vermont?
There's no doubt. My mom wanted to make sure that her kids would grow up humble and appreciative and know exactly what it meant to work hard and appreciate the dollar. We were not spoiled by any means, nor did we enjoy the luxuries of a celebrity father. There's no doubt about that. And in that same breath, my mom really wanted to make sure that we appreciated who our father was for the man and not so much the celebrity.
Hmm. So tell us a little bit more about who Ted Williams, the man, was to you growing up.
By far, he is probably the most principled man I've ever met. He hated mediocrity. He was disciplined, and he demanded, not only expected it, but demanded it from the people that were around him. He wanted to see enthusiasm, and he wanted to see people that cared. And he did not approach anything in life without 110% drive behind it.
Mm. And, you know, there are a lot of people who reach the pinnacle of their careers because of that exact drive. And they have that passion and that force of nature while they're on the job, so to speak. But maybe they're a slightly different person and of cooler temperament when they're around their family. Was that how your dad was? Or did he sort of bring that same passion home when dealing with you as his daughter?
No, he definitely brought that passion home. And it wasn't easy to understand, but my mom put it best. She said that greatness is not easily understood. And in order for us to understand, love, and appreciate our father, it was going to be up to us to bend and understand and have the patience to learn and, appreciate him.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your mother's relationship with your father, because they divorced when you were quite young, right?
Yeah. This isn't exactly easy to admit, but I am certain that if my mom did not have children, that my parents would still be together. And one of the main reasons that she chose to divorce my father was because she feared for her children, her young. It takes a strong character to get to know Ted Williams and understand him. And I think she was afraid that her young children wouldn't be able to handle this tumultuous behavior, the outbursts. But she still wanted us to appreciate him, but from a distance, until we were older enough to handle it.
Right. Well, so let me ask you about that, because you tell some stories in the memoir about what it was like when you were a little older and you had to handle the truth of what it meant to have an extraordinarily famous and accomplished father. And there's a story where you talk about how you and your brother, I believe, are reuniting with your dad at a Florida airport. Mm-hmm. And basically it's kind of hard to do because you just get harassed by fans and well-wishers the whole time, right?
Yeah. I mean, we arrived in Miami, and I was very excited because as we're getting off the plane, my brother said that we'd have to find my father. And I was like, what do you mean? John Henry had already made the trip because he was 3 years older than I was. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, Dad will be hiding. We'll have to find him. And I thought, oh, how fun. It likes hide and seek. Well, turned out he had to hide because once he emerged behind the pillar of the faraway corner, we were literally swarmed by fans and well-wishers. I mean, there was a good, there were all good intents, but, you know, as young children, all we wanted to do was see our father, and next thing you know, we have people trampling over us to get his autograph, to shake his hand, you know. Yeah. That was a little bit intimidating.
Well, and also it happened around a time where you were, what, 12, and you had just won this really big cross-country race?
Actually, that particular story is a little bit later.
A little bit later, okay.
Yep, but the trip to Florida for the first time with my brother was probably, I was more like 8 or 9.
Okay. Well, I wonder how much of your father's drive and athletic prowess, I mean, we're talking about you having won a big cross-country race. I mean, did a lot of that flow into you?
For me, I knew that the only way I was going to get my father's attention was through sports. I had to be different than any other female he had ever had a relationship with. And I tried to make my mark through athletics.
Mm. Well, I'm curious. As you well know, Ted Williams, of course, by virtue of his baseball career, is legendary. But he's also, I mean, he's been written about a lot. There's been a number of biographies done of him, which also chronicle sort of the more tumultuous side of his life. Do you think that those biographies that talk about, you know, his short temper and his perfectionism and his passion, et cetera, are they fairly written? Is that, you know, who Ted Williams was from your perspective as his daughter?
You know what? That's one of the main goals that I wrote this, reasons why I wrote this book, because there have been many biographers and journalists that have written about my father and have given credibility to other people talking about my father, and these people have never even met him. So how can you justify that? They don't know him, and they didn't know the person he really was. Behind closed doors, the Williams family was a very unique one, by for sure. But to portray him as a poor parent is not fair. He was a great father, and his son was also a great brother and very misunderstood.
Mm. Well, but there is an aspect which I believe you touch on in the book, and that's regarding, for example, his relationship with your older half-sister, Bobby Jo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your perspective on that?
My brother's relationship with my half-sister or my father's?
Your father's relationship,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I have to admit that my father's relationship with his first daughter was probably very different than the relationship he had with John Henry and I, because keep in mind, when he had his first daughter, he was still playing, he was traveling a lot, and he also had to go to war. So she was brought up during a time where he probably was even less patient, and unfortunately, I don't think she had the same protective mother as my brother and I did.
Hmm. Well, let me ask you, because you talked about just a moment ago about how some people who've written about Ted Williams had never even met him. Obviously, the exact opposite is true with you, being his daughter. What can you tell us that you think, maybe one of the stories that you reveal in the book that you think people have never heard or don't know?
Gosh, I'm telling you, this this story, this book is probably the top 20 best moments of Ted Williams and growing up with him as my father. It's loaded with secrets. It tells about his passions, his little idiosyncrasies, the things that he would obsess about, his turkey calls and his bucky slaps and just his personality as a dad.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me.
Claudia Williams is daughter and currently only surviving child of Red Sox legend Ted Williams. Her new memoir, definitely worth a read, is Ted Williams, My Father. Claudia, thanks again.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, consumer advocate Ralph Nader on his book Unstoppable, about how liberals and libertarians can come together and rein in corporate power in America. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.